basically the take-home message here that we wanted to share, and which we shared at the last take reduction team meeting as well, is that although things originally looked a little bit bleak when we saw the original draft 2012 SAR, after the revision to that SAR, we got a much favorable abundance estimate. We had a very high confidence abundance estimate. It was one of the better confidence level abundance estimates we've had since we started keeping them. It wasn't the best, but it was certainly one of the best. You could see that the maximum estimate only decreased by about 9,000, and the minimum estimate actually increased by 450. And you can see that the PBR actually was stable to slightly increasing based on that information. And the bycatch trend seemed to be decreasing to below PBR in individual years of 2010, 2011, and 2012. Again, 2011 and 12 are preliminary, but the 2010 obviously showed it just for that given year. However, when you look at the five-year bycatch average for the 2010 data, as I pointed out, we are still below. However, for 2011 preliminarily, we are below PBR, and the 2010 we are above it. So it kind of leads you to believe that progress is being made towards achieving PBR based on this new information, and that poor compliance coupled with decreased landings suggested that this could be short-lived. And so although we are making progress towards achieving our PBR goals, again, because of the poor compliance and because of the decrease in landings, those really influence where we are with PBR, and so we should be mindful of that as we move forward. And in addition to that, we also have concerns about us still trying to work towards achieving ZMRG.